us and follows the trends of the world.
Okay, friends, we want to start a workshop between us, friends around the world, Kli, friends in the Rand and 10 that they're sitting now. What we're going to do is we will try to build together a flow process of the content of the Congress in Bulgaria, the lessons themselves. For now, we have 9 slots, whether we call it a lesson or a block, it's 9 units that we're going to sit with the Rav. The first two are pretty clear. We summarize them with Rav in the last lesson. The first block is called a summary of the work between us, from the awakening of the point in the heart till despair from our own forces. There are a few points in the middle, but this is the summary. The awakening of the point in the heart till despair from our forces.
To live in the desire to bestow. Units 3 and 4, we heard them together in the last few lessons, but it's still not clear, and this is what we're going to clarify together. Unit 3, 4 through 9, meaning to scrutinize in an open workshop what are the topics we're suggesting and bring it into a written summary of one sentence. Maximum 2 clear, concise sentences that give the topic, the theme of the lesson. We're going to dedicate 20 to 30 minutes to it. We'll fill the time in the focus group. And afterwards, we'll start with a general assembly from all over the world, men and women, and we'll get all the points from everyone, and we'll get the impressions from each other, what we understand from love and from the Congress, and that way we'll be able to make more precisions. The focus group will be the friends from Europe. Listen to them, and the World Kli will get the broadcast from them, and that way we will feel more and more the pulse of the friends from Europe. So now we're beginning with the workshop. The question is, what is the flow of the content of the lessons of the Europe Congress? So,
yes.
Why don't we start from the end instead of from the beginning? Try building it from the end. What do you want to achieve by the end of the Congress? Something realistic. Practical. And then go back to where we are. Maybe that way. Try it out. A few more minutes. What practical activities should we determine among us at the Congress and following it so that we would feel ourselves existing in 1:10? What practical activities or actions should we do at the Congress and following it so as to come to a reality of 1:10? Go ahead.
This resistance is very important.
Now, we're sitting many tens. Let's say 30 tens. At the Congress, we'll have more, right? Several times more. How do we come to feel that we are 1:10? Even at that same area, the same location of the Congress. How, when I, by my own nature, inherently, I can't grasp more than 10, I still try to feel everyone within the 10. Go ahead.
It
seems to me that I can't do it. And then, because I understand that these things are unrealistic, for me to feel all of our tens, our whole kli, that I'm with them together in that same location, in that same small circle, I can't. My tools of perception are incapable of this. So, of course, I have to turn to the Creator. What prayer do we raise in order to be able to feel the whole kli, our whole world kli, as 1 10? Please, put together this prayer. From the point where you understand that if you don't, otherwise, you will not succeed.
Now we really.
כנראה שבלי שאנחנו נתחבר יחד לעשירייה אחת,
when we turn into 1 10, in this way the Creator awakens the hearts around the world, we can't build a kli that can reveal the Creator, because it's not just for no reason that we awaken, and the deficiency for connection between us, between everybody, and the deficiency to connect to Him, it's actually the same deficiency. So we need to understand that in practice, when we work in order to connect together, the more together, the closer we get. And according to that, we come closer to Him. Please. How should we do that? That actually what we see in this great world 10,
tonight,
we see a condition that the Creator is putting before us, like an exercise He's giving us in order for us to see how much we're lacking the force of connection between us and Him, which is the distance between us, between the friends around the world. It's distances between us and Him. Please. Kabbalists write that it can't be that our attitude towards the Creator will be any different than our attitude towards the friend. That's the truth. That's why we can reach the Creator only if we connect to the friend. To the extent that I connect to a friend, or to the extent that the friend and the Creator for me are on the same level of importance, then I can say that yes, I am in the right direction towards the correct goal. How do we discover in this Congress the necessity for this and the ability to implement it? At least to come closer to the Creator, that through us, through the friends. How should we do it that the Creator and the friend will be for me in the same weight of importance? Please.
Rav, so there are friends who are far away physically, physically distant from me. There are friends who are different in mentality. Some are different in their language. How can I learn from all these distances about the distance between me and the Creator? Because that's obviously the only reason for which he established, he designed these distances. So there's a physical distance, mental distance, and a linguistic distance. So how do I overcome all of those, understanding that this is how the Creator teaches me to come closer to Him? Please, just take a look at what he did in this world, how he designed these shapes and examples. Surely it's all imaginary, but it extends from the distance between the souls.
Нимцаим итану арбе хаверим шелану ми Европа.
Rav, many friends from Europe are with us. Maybe we will stop worrying about the Congress and the lessons flow and all that, and let them determine that. And have them engage in that, and if they wish, they can use the help of our friends all over the world, but that will be their concern. That's it. They know in how we're expecting to receive the program, the lesson plan, and actually, I would like to just receive on the day I come to the Congress, if they even decide that I should give the lessons. If not, I'll be happy to be in the hall with everyone, and perhaps they'll do something else. If it's Europe, then Europe. We still have time. Maybe we can just hand it over to them. What do you think? Please, because I see that we're breaking our minds and our hearts here. We don't know how to do it like this or like that. Maybe let's, you know, just give it to the Europeans. They should be responsible, and it's a big responsibility. And have them just manage the Congress from start to finish. And we'll come as guests. What?
This is the Congress. This is how the Congress has to go through, just like this. We are in concern. And
so you're saying we need such questions in the Congress itself?
Yeah, so before, so during.
All right, however you decide. I'm surrendering. I see that it doesn't work out for us. This is what I'm trying to say. That what we somehow established as the first two lessons, they don't belong to the Congress at all. They belong to the perception of the Creator, perception of reality, preparing our vessel, but not the Congress itself. You see? This is why we have a problem. How far, as far as we can advance with this lesson, we advanced. Let's say we have three lessons somehow. But that's it. So what do we do? Clearly, we have to achieve connection. Connection on new dimensions. And from that, we will be able to discover the upper force and everything we have to discover. So, what are we doing? Otherwise, it's not a Congress. Everything is achieved only in connection between us. So, please, how do we, in our European Kli, establish such a 10 out of all of us that truly brings us closer to discovering the Creator. This will certainly happen if we bring together all the edges, all the gaps, so that we come to an understanding of who is he and what is he. We come to equivalence of form. So please, what should we do? Just imagine that you're coming to that place. How's it called? Borowitz? Whatever. It's some distant place. So you go there, and there's 1,000 people, let's say, from Europe and Israel and Russia, but mostly Europeans. And what are we supposed to do? Please.
What do I have that instead of my 9 friends, I'm the 10th, that I see in each one, I look at them and suddenly I see another 10 in each friend, and I look at him, another 10, and I look here and another 10. Suddenly I'm sitting with 100 friends. What do I get from that? Can I absorb such a thing or not? I can continue in another 10 in each one, and another 10 in each one. It's a matter of multiplication. What do I get from reaching such a thing? And the opposite. Why is the Creator specifically showing me this picture, this chain, that every detail is divided into 10 and another 10 and another 10? What do I get from this? Can I even get this? Or in what approach do I make it into a form that, yes, I can absorb it, nice, easy, and not mistaking that because they are so many and divided, and that brings me to a new perception that I am going from counting them into the essence. I will not repeat this. You scrutinize the question and keep going. How can we? Okay. How can we? When we bump into not being able to perceive such a detailed picture, such a detailed picture, how can we by this reach a new approach? That's actually what we need here, to see a European Kli, a world Kli, as 110. Please.
I feel I'm very...
Rav, we have read and heard for many years, for a long time, that everything depends on our connection. But now, when we come to the European Congress, we feel it in our senses, what we're facing and how we must achieve this inner connection between us. Make an effort to achieve that. Examine how much can we achieve it or not. Raise a prayer. and then it can happen. But the fact that we've come to the urgency for inner connection between us, the Creator is showing us by that what is truly missing in the Kli for Him to be revealed in it. So we need to be happy about this, not despaired, because there are stages in front of us that we must go through, and we know what they are. So we have to try as much as possible to connect internally, to feel emotionally, to feel how impossible, how hard it is, and pray. Request. Ask for connection. This is what we first learned that we need to achieve in a 10. In the 10, we somehow managed to evade it. And here, no. That's the whole matter of the multitude of the vessels. You cannot bring them together unless you do it by the effort that leads you to helplessness, and then prayer, and then success. So how do we come to the recognition of evil, our inability, our lack of desire? What are we lacking in order to unite that Kli that becomes revealed, which is all our friends all over the world? And how do we bring them together in prayer? How do we awaken them? In raising this man, we achieve everything. So please. First, we have to be joyful, happy, that we've come to the place of work that we cannot escape. There's no more going back, only moving forward. Moving towards connection of the whole world, let's say around Europe, until the Creator is revealed in it. Please.
If we are incapable of exiting our nature, overcoming it, but only with the help of the upper light, which we can invoke through a demand for this, which is called prayer, then all in all, what's hindering us from activating that request, that demand, the prayer, for this to happen? Well, to the point, it's obvious that we can't do it alone. We already went through that whole thing. So how do we achieve prayer? Such prayer which will obligate, it's called man, right? It will obligate the upper force to correct us. So, seemingly now, when we're approaching this European Kli, the world Kli, the global Kli, in order to connect everyone together, then it's clear to us here, it's much more clear than before, that it's impossible to do by our own strength. And if so, what's hindering us from shouting? Let's all of us shout, cry out together. Let's agree on how to do this together and turn to Him and demand from every continent, every group, every ten, and every individual. If we cry together, then it could be the central focal point of the Congress. And we won't budge from there until we receive.
No.
Well, let's plan out this action. Go ahead.
Rav, I am asking for an answer. How do we, in the coming European Congress that is imminent, how will we realize the connection between us there and discover the Creator? Question mark. How are we going to raise ourselves to connection and discovery of the Creator in our connection in the European Congress?
Have that kind of.
Perhaps it'll be easier for us to ask for others, for the friends, so that the Creator helps them and is revealed in them, that He will correct them, bring them to the goal. And so each one asks for the others. By that he is rescued from his ego, the will to receive for himself. By that he feels that he is performing a proper, correct action. So, it's not us, but each one for the others. Let's try to do that. Go ahead.
We, as part of our coming to helplessness, which is a great thing to come to it, that we can't and are incapable and unworthy, unfit, etc. No. So we come to a spirit. So what do we do? What did the Creator do? He brought us through all the despairs, where from day to day we discover these situations as more and more, like a dead end, hopelessness. So in the end, he brings us to an outcry, to a prayer. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God. And then the Creator hears and brings them out, us out. So, in this framework, we come to a prayer, to an outcry. So we have a beautiful example of an outcry, which a very special Kabbalist wrote for us, very subtle, with a very big heart. Noam Elimelech. So let's read what he wrote. He gave us an example of a prayer, a plea to the Creator.
Noam Elimelech, a prayer before a prayer. May it please you, our Lord, God of our fathers, who hears the outcry of pleas and listens to the voice of the prayers of His people, Israel, with mercy, to prepare our hearts, establish our thoughts, and send our prayers in our mouths. Do lend your ear to the voice of the prayer of your servants who pray to you with an outcry and a broken spirit. You, O merciful God, with thy great mercy and graciousness, pardon, forgive, and atone for us, and for the whole of your people, the house of Israel, for all our sins, for our pervertedness, for being condemned, and for having transgressed before you. It is known to you that it is not at all with rebellion and deceit that we have defied you and the words of your law and your commandments. Rather, it is for the perpetual, unyielding, burning inclination within us, which brings us to the lusts of this lowly world and its vanities. It consistently baffles our minds, even when we wish to pray before you and beg for our souls. Time and time again, it confounds our thoughts with its ploys, and we cannot prevail over it, for our minds and reasons have grown so weak that the strength to endure has withered from the troubles, the hardships, and the length of time. Hence you, O merciful and gracious God, do to us as you have promised us through your trusted one, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Our sages said, although he is not seemly and is not worthy, for this is your way, to be good to the bad and the good, our sighs, our sorrows, and our conversations of our inability to bring ourselves closer to your work, to truly cleave unto you, are all known to you. Woe unto our souls, indeed, woe unto us. Our Father in heaven, now do awaken your great and gracious mercy upon us. Banish and root out our evil inclination from within us, and scold it, so it will depart us and will not stray us from your work. Let no evil thought rise in our hearts when we are awake and in the night's dream too, and especially when we stand in prayer before you or when we study your law and while we engage in your commandments. Let our thoughts be truly clear, lucid, sound, and as strong as your good will for us. Do awaken our hearts and the hearts of all of Israel, your people, to unite with you in earnest truth and with love, to sincerely serve you as it pleases your throne. And do fix your faith in our hearts forever and ever, and let your faith be tied to our hearts as a stake that will not fall, and remove all the screens that separate between us and you. Our Father in heaven, save us from all the failures and errors. Do not leave us, do not abandon us, and do not shame us. Be with our mouths when we speak, and with our hands when we work, with our hearts when we think. Grant us, our Father in heaven, merciful God, with devoting our hearts, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, and all our movements and feelings, those that are known to us and those that are not, the revealed and the concealed, to you alone, sincerely, without any ill thought. Purify our hearts and sanctify us. Throw upon us pure water and purify us with your love and compassion, and plant your love and fear in our hearts forever, with no end, at all times and in all places, when we walk, when we lay, when we rise. And let the spirit of your holiness always burn within us. We always rely on you, your greatness, your love, the fear of you, and your law, written and oral, revealed and concealed, and your commandments to unite with your mighty and awful name, and guard us from prejudice, pride, anger, pedantry, sadness, gossip, and other vices, and from anything that lessens your holy and pure work, which we so care for. Impart the spirit of your holiness upon us, so we may cleave unto you and crave you always, more and more. And raise us from degree to degree, so we may come to the merit of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May their virtue help us, and you will hear the voice of our prayers. So we will always be answered when we pray unto you, for us or for any one of your people, Israel, one or many. Rejoice and be proud of us, and we will bear fruit above and root below, and remember not our sins, and especially the sins of our youth, as King David said, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. Do turn our transgressions and sins to merits, and always impart upon us, from the world of repentance, thoughts of wholeheartedly returning unto you, to correct that which we have blemished in your holy and pure names. Do save us from envy of one another, and let no envy for others come into our hearts, nor our envy of others. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults, and let us speak to each other in a way that is seemly and worthy before you, and let no hatred rise in one towards another, God forbid. Brace our ties of love to you, as it is known to you, that all will be for bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim, and we should not. And should we not have the wit to aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your goodwill. And for all that, merciful and gracious God, we pray before you to accept our prayers with mercy and goodwill. Amen. Would that it be so.
Amen. Well, we don't understand the depth of this prayer and how it acts spiritually. He was a great Kabbalist. How do we concisely, in a way that's suitable for us, as long as it's close to us, out of our hearts, how do we put together a plea to the Creator? Maybe we will update it up to the Congress and activate it at the Congress truthfully, so that it will work. Please, what do you think? Go ahead. How do we put it together?
נקרא עכשיו מאמר של רבש, תפילת רבים. נתקרב בזה עוד יותר.
We will read an article by the Rabash, the Prayer of Many, and by that we will come closer to actually implementing that prayer, actualizing it. It's do it so that the Creator will be compelled to answer us, to reveal to us the path to Him, to correct us